This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 129th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website, and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Modi will chair the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. He had also chaired the meeting yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during the conference, he had insightful discussions on various issues relating to governance and reforms. The 3-day conference, which began on Friday, is aimed at strengthening center-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. The meeting focuses on the theme, Human Capital for Viksit Bharat, covering best practices and strategies for states and union territories to follow. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan hit out at the Congress alleging that the party had included the name of Mahatma Gandhi in National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005 only for electoral gains. Talking to reporters in Bhopal yesterday, Mr. Chauhan said, during the Congress government, MNREGA became synonymous with corruption. He said the Congress party had repeatedly reduced the MNREGA budget. He alleged that the opposition has consistently used Mahatma Gandhi's name for electoral gains. The minister said, under the Viksit Bharat, G. Ramji scheme, it has been decided that decisions will no longer be made in Delhi, but at the village level. He said Gram Panchayats will sit together and prepare their own development plans. He emphasized that the number of guaranteed work days has been increased from 100 to 125 days. Polling will take place in Myanmar today for the first of 3-phase general elections. This is the first election in 5 years after army overthrew the government of Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi in 2021. The takeover triggered widespread popular opposition. The military has termed the latest polls as a return to multi-party democracy. Voting will be held in different parts of the country in 3 phases, with the second phase of voting scheduled on 11th of January, while the third on 25th of January. Today, polling will be held in 102 of the country's 330 townships. However, voting has been cancelled in 56 townships. In Taiwan, a 7-magnitude earthquake struck nearly 32 kilometers off northeastern coastal city of Yilan on last night. The island's weather administration said, with no immediate reports of major damage. The quake, with a depth of 73 kilometers, was felt across the country and shook buildings in the capital, Taipei. Taipei City's government said there was no major damage reported in the immediate aftermath, with some isolated cases of damage, including gas and water leakage, and minor damage to buildings. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced a 15-member squad for the upcoming ICC Men's Under-19 World Cup, scheduled to be held in Zimbabwe and Namibia from 15th of January to 6th of February next year. The squad will be led by Ayush Mhatre, while Vihan Malhotra will be the vice-captain. Moreover, Vaibhav Suryavanshi, Arun George and Abhigyan Kundu are also part of the squad. 5-time champions India have been placed in Group B alongside New Zealand, USA and Bangladesh. India will begin their campaign against the US on 15th of January at the Queen Sports Club in Bulawayo. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the 4th T20 International at Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala today. The match will begin at 7 this evening. Harmanpreet Kaur-led Women in Blue are already leading the 5-match series with an unassailable lead of 3-0. The 5th match of the series will be played on Tuesday at the same venue. In the last match played on Friday, host India defeated the visitors by 8 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.